I needed to pull things together, which is what I did. I worked hard at it. I took it seriously. And then we turned in the first chapter only, because a lot of times publishers only want to see the first chapter. They want to see if it's going in the right direction. Well, the editor said, well, I've got a little problem with it. I'm not quite sure what it is. Doesn't really feel like it's quite in the right flow.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Ken Lizotte. Now, Ken has authored 8 books, including Expert's Edge, Become the Go-To Authority That People Turn to Every Time, and The Speaker's Edge, the ultimate go-to guide for locating and landing loads of speaking gigs. As a certified management consultant, Ken speaks regularly around the United States to CEOs, authors, and so many more people. But he also struggled to write the right tone for his first book. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help. Enjoy the show. Ken Lizotte, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
I am ready, Alex. Thanks for having me.
I am excited to have you. Today, we're going to talk about you getting a contract to write a book, but you kept finding it wasn't quite right. Do you want to tell us this story?
I became a full-time freelance writer in my early 20s. I wrote many articles and essays and things like that, but my goal had always been to write a book. When I was I was probably around 30 years old, and I happened to be spending time with fellow freelance writers in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and it was fun. We'd get together with beers and all, and we'd talk about writing, and there'd be a couple of people were publishers, and others were just writers, and one of the members was a literary agent. I would look at him and think, how could I get him to help represent me, help me get a project and get published? But nothing much happened for months and months. And then one day I came in early and only this guy, Mike, was there. And he was looking over what turned out to be a book proposal for a major publisher, G.P. Putnam Sons, which has been around for like 100 years or more. Not only that, but he had a $50,000 advance that he had been able to negotiate. But what he didn't have was a writer. And the reason he didn't have a writer was he had tried out a couple of writers before me, and they both quit because the celebrity that this was about, this was a book about baseball, but particularly from the wife of the Major League Baseball player's point of view. And there'd never been a book of that, of memoir of that sort. So this was going to be a big deal. And Mike suddenly was at that moment with this great deal, but no writer. So he and I chatted, no one else was there. And he said, he said, you know, would you be interested? Of course, that's all I could do to hold myself back. Yeah, I sure would be interested. And, kind of cutting to the chase, I met with the celebrity author, the baseball wife, whose name was Danielle. But I hit it off very well with Danielle, and she and I got started. And the publisher, accepted that and gave us the contract officially, and we signed the contract. And I think I signed a contract too, which isn't always the case for a ghostwriter, which is what I was. Ghostwriters, usually their names often don't even come on into the book or the cover of the book or whatever. And I don't know why, but this publisher seemed to feel that it was important to honor the writer as well as the celebrity. So on the cover of this book, it was by Danielle Gagnon Torres and Ken Lizotte. Here's my first book, and it was a major publisher, and I was going to be on the cover. So this was very important, obviously, for so many reasons. So the time came that it was time to start writing this. I did a lot of research, did a lot of interviewing of Danielle, and we actually went up to Montreal together where her parents were still living and showed me different spots, a little baseball field up there where she met Mike Therese and on like that. So I did a lot of research. And then it came time to write. And the pressure was in my head so that I wanted to really get this right. So I had all my research around me, and I knew how to research and how to write. I needed to pull things together, which is what I did. I worked hard at it. I took it seriously. And then we turned in the first chapter only, because a lot of times publishers only want to see the first chapter. They want to see if it's going in the right direction. Well, the editor said, well, I've got a little problem with it. I'm not quite sure what it is. Doesn't really feel like it's quite in the right flow. It was hard for her to tell me specifically what was wrong. But what she did say was that how she saw this book was a summer read, a beach read in particular, as she said. She thought it should be a fun book. And and the first chapter wasn't coming off as fun. It was competent, but it wasn't fun. So I was in a quandary as to what to do. And suddenly, after a week or something, trying to figure out what to do, it struck me, if this book is to be a fun read, maybe it's got to be a fun write. And that was me. That was all to me. So how do I make this book fun for me to write? And I decided the best thing to do would be to get away from all my research, because there's so much of it was in my head anyway. Go find a very comfortable natural surrounding, which I did. I found a pond near where I was living, and a lot of trees around it. I had a notebook, a pen, and I sat under this tree. I looked out at the pond and I said, I'm going to just start writing. So I started writing, and it breezed right along. It felt good. But I said, I'm going to write this whole thing this way, and then I'm going to go back to my notes and all that later. But I'm going to let it out. And it felt so good, actually, to be able to do this and to not censor myself and to write it out. And when I had done that, I think maybe I submitted that first chapter again. And when I did, the editor at Putnam said, this is more like it. This is great. Go ahead, keep going. And so I did keep going. And then I all writers have to do a lot of revisions and change this and that and whatever. But the 80% of it was written that way under a tree. And what I can also report is that not only did the book get published and get a lot of actually publicity at the time, because it was the first book, again, for a major league baseball wife to have written a book like this, but it also was reviewed by some of the top review services, book review services in America and the world. And I got great reviews from all of them. This is not the way that you're typically told to write, or people think to write. You think they got to be slaving over their desk and this and that. But this is the way it worked. And from that, since then, I, in some similar fashion, I try to write it and write an article or a book in a way that just I feel good doing it.
I really like that. I love that. And I think that's great insight into maybe how we can improve, in any project that we're doing. We have to put ourselves in the right mindset. Like you had the editor tell you, this is supposed to be kind of a beach read, a nice summer read. Yeah. And so you said, okay, well, maybe I have to put myself in that mindset instead of hardworking, slaving over it. I have to also enjoy the process. Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to give you an opportunity to plug, to promote a little bit and talk about how things are working for you now. So what is it that you're doing now, and where can we go to find you and enjoy the rest of the work that you're doing now?
Okay. Well, first of all, my website is thoughtleading.com. That's like thought leadership. And what I do is I work primarily with business experts and help them get their books written, edited, and published. I don't personally ghostwrite like I did in this from the story, as much as help guide the process and also help my clients get published very often for the first time. So if anyone would like more information about that, they can email me. And I also, in order to really understand how book publishing works, I have a chapter from another book that I wrote on just under my name, which is called The Expert's Edge. And it talks all about how to find, get a book published, what you have to go through, and also what I call the misconceptions of book publishers. There's a lot of things people think about what publishers will do or not do for the author. And I have a great section in there that tends to blow people's mind. So so again, my website is thoughtleading.com. That's THOUGHT, thought as in think, and LEADING, leading as in leadership, or thought leading. I say it all like that because a lot of times people don't know what I'm saying. Somebody once thought I was saying thought reading, but it's thought leading. And just to get me is Ken at thoughtleading.com. And if anyone would just say that they heard me on your program, then I'll know what to send them in return. And they may actually have a question or two they have for me too that I'm happy to answer by email.
Perfect. I'm going to have all your links down in the show notes, including your email. And with that, I just want to say thank you very much for joining me today.
Okay. Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening. Get into the right mindset for the things you're working on. Consider how your environment and the other things around you, which I guess is just your environment, might be affecting your ability to perform as best as you can. Special thank you to Ken for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including his books, which I've linked down in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. As a bonus encouragement, I guess, I am sharing the reviews people leave on the Instagram page. So if you want like a little public thank you from me, you will get one there. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.